All right, so you know how much we all value getting right to the point right. I mean, no one wants to wade through fluff to get to the good stuff. And today we're doing exactly that, taking a deep dive into home security and commercial security, and we're using the Better Business Bureau as our guide for this one.
It's interesting stuff, right? And we're focusing our lens this time on a particular company called Home and Commercial Security Incorporated. They're based in Rehoboth, Massachusetts. And this isn't some new kid on the block. They've been around for over 50 years. They were founded way back in 1973.
Yeah, 1973. That's a long time. And it was started by a guy named Henry Sydok Sr. But these days it's run by his grandson, Jason Sydok, who took over in 2021. And one of the things that really stood out to me was this kind of deep local connection. You know, Rehoboth, Massachusetts, it seems like a real family-run operation that's really embedded in the community.
Absolutely. And that really gets to the heart of what we're looking at today. It's kind of like a case study, you know? How has a family business not just survived, but really thrived for over half a century, especially in
Well,
an industry like this? I mean, security systems, it's an industry that's constantly changing. So we're really going to dig into the core principles that have guided them, you know, their approach to customer service, and probably the biggest thing, how they've adapted to all these incredible technological advancements we've seen.
okay, so let's rewind the clock way back to 1973. Imagine Henry Sydok Sr. just starting out. He sees this potential in alarm systems, which back then, I mean, who knows how many people really saw that potential. But he takes the leap, starts the business, and, you know, his main tool is his old telephone truck. That's it. Talk about starting from scratch.
Yeah, that's the classic entrepreneur origin story. And it looks like a huge part of his success was his core philosophy. And it was all about the client. You know, he really prioritized that personal touch meeting with customers face to face before, during, and even after the installation. Really interesting.
And it's really cool to see that that same philosophy has been carried forward. I mean, Jason Sydok, his grandson, who runs the business now, he actually says that they still operate based on his grandfather's belief. You know, that old saying, treat people the way you want to be treated, might sound simple, but it's clearly built this really strong foundation of trust with their clients. Which makes sense, right? You're talking about people's homes and businesses.
Yeah,
That's serious stuff.
it is. And even all these years later, you know, people who knew Henry Sydok Sr., they still talk about him with such warmth. They talk about how caring he was. And that kind of reputation built over decades. I mean, that's an asset you can't buy.
Now, moving forward a bit. So, Home and Commercial Security offers customized electronic security systems and alert systems for both homes and businesses, right? So, they started locally, but they've obviously expanded their reach quite a bit since those early days.
Oh, yeah, big time. Their service area now covers all of Rhode Island and a good chunk of southern Massachusetts. And get this, they're currently serving over 6,000 clients. That's a pretty impressive jump from one guy in a telephone truck.
And this is where things get really fascinating for me. The way that technology has completely revolutionized this whole industry. I mean, what security systems are today compared to what they were back then, it's night and day.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. The biggest shift is going from, you know, a basic alarm system that's basically all about making as much noise as possible to scare off intruders. And now we have these super advanced systems powered by all this amazing technology. Like you've got video verification where the monitoring center can actually see what's happening in real time when an alarm goes off. It's so much faster and more informed.
I know it's incredible. Jason Sydok said it perfectly. He said, alarms used to be about making as much noise as you could, but today it's all about video and the speed of communication with dispatch and clients. This makes total sense, right? The whole purpose of a security system has evolved. It's about so much more than just making a loud noise now. And I think it's worth pointing out that when we say dispatch, we're talking about that central monitoring station. The folks who are watching things 24/7, getting those alerts, and then coordinating the response.
Exactly. So with all this amazing technology, there are new opportunities, of course, but also some new challenges. And I think one of the big challenges for a company like Home and Commercial Security has been the rise of do-it-yourself security systems. I mean, anyone can go online these days, buy a system that's relatively cheap, and install it themselves. So how do you compete with that?
Right, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it seems like their strategy has been smart. They're not just ignoring those DIY systems or dismissing them as junk. They're educating people about the downsides. They point out the potential pitfalls of going the do-it-yourself route compared to the advantages of professional installation and having a company monitor your system 24/7. They're really highlighting the value they bring to the table.
Yeah, I saw that. And what's interesting is they're not just saying, hey, our way is better. They're actually offering expert advice to people who do go the DIY route. They'll even help troubleshoot problems with those self-installed systems. That's brilliant, if you ask me. It establishes them as the go-to experts no matter what. Whether you choose their professional system or you're trying to figure out your own setup, they're there to help.
It totally makes sense.
Yeah.
They're positioning themselves as the trusted resource no matter what your needs are. And you know, it's not just the security products themselves that are being transformed by technology, right? It's also the way a business like Home and Commercial Security operates internally.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They've implemented these really streamlined communication systems. And that's essential for a business like this. It keeps their technicians in the field connected, and it allows them to give customers real-time updates on what's happening. I mean, imagine you're a customer, you got a technician at your house installing, assisting, or doing a repair. Wouldn't it be great to be kept informed every step of the way?
Absolutely. And it seems like they're incredibly proactive about staying ahead of the curve.
Which you have to be in this industry, right? Things are constantly changing. So they've got a dedicated coordinator on staff whose entire job is to keep up with all the latest industry developments, any new regulations, licensing requirements, laws, all of that. That's a pretty crucial role.
It is, especially in this field. You know, regulations change, technology is always evolving. And this coordinator also makes sure that all the technicians receive continuous training. So everyone on the team is up to date and qualified. It shows a real commitment to quality.
Yeah, that's really impressive. And Jason Sidok actually talked about this. He emphasized how important it is that everyone on the team has multiple skills. He said, by ensuring each team member is skilled in multiple areas, we can deliver faster, more effective solutions to our customers. I mean, that makes perfect sense, right? It's more efficient and it creates a smoother experience for the customer. Now, Jason himself has been with the business for a long time, over 30 years. He took over as president in 2021. So I'm curious, what would you say he finds most rewarding about running this company?
You know, it's interesting. He really emphasizes two things. First, their clients. It sounds like he genuinely loves working with the people they serve. And the second thing is the variety. He said, no, 2 days are the same. Which makes sense when you think about it. They're running a 24/7 operation. They've got residential clients, commercial clients. There's always something new going on, some new challenge to tackle. Mm-hmm. It seems like he thrives on that.
It really underscores that this isn't your typical 9-to-5 job, right? You're responsible for people's safety and security around the clock. It takes a special kind of dedication. And you know, it's clear that the Sidok family is deeply connected to their community. It's not just about running a business for them. It's about giving back and being a part of something bigger.
Yeah, that really comes through in everything we've learned about them. They've been actively involved in supporting local organizations and charities since the very beginning. They support first responders, schools, food pantries, youth sports programs, you name it. It's impressive.
It is. And on a personal level, Jason's the president of the local baseball and softball club. So it's not just about writing a check. They're really rolling up their sleeves and getting involved. I think that says a lot about their character.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Jason actually said something that I think sums it up beautifully. He said, "It's all about the people. My family has been connected to this community for decades, and we take pride in continuing that legacy of giving back." Mm. You can tell it's not just a marketing slogan for them. It's who they are. It's really fascinating how woven into the community they are. I wonder if you think that local presence gives them a competitive advantage. I mean, compared to some of these bigger national security companies that might feel a bit more impersonal.
That's a great question. I think it absolutely does. It builds loyalty and trust. People are more likely to support a local family business, especially one that's so clearly invested in the community's well-being.
Yeah, I think so too. It's like you're dealing with your neighbors, right? People you might actually see at the grocery store or the local park.
Mm.
So to be clear about their service area, they cover Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and southeastern New England. And they've been an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009, which is important to note. That accreditation really underscores their commitment to ethical business practices and their willingness to resolve any customer issues that might come up.
Absolutely. It adds a level of accountability and transparency that customers really value. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what do you think are the biggest takeaways from the story of Home and Commercial Security?
Well, for me, it's the way they've managed to combine these kind of old school customer service principles with this really forward-thinking embrace of technology. Mm. I mean, they haven't lost sight of that personal touch that Henry Sidok Sr. prioritized back in 73. But at the same time, they've completely adapted to all the incredible advancements in technology.
Yeah.
both in terms of the systems they offer and the way they run their business. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I agree. They've found this balance. It's like building trust within the community and fostering those personal connections with their clients, but also embracing technology and adapting to the way the world's changing. And I think that's a huge part of why they've been so successful for so long. I mean, the security industry has gone through some huge transformations in the last 50 years, and they've managed to not just survive, but thrive.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what the next 50 years will bring, right? I mean, technology is advancing so fast. And that leads us to our final thought for you all listening out there. Think about the concept of peace of mind, especially when it comes to home and commercial security. What's that going to look like in the future? Will it just be about having the fanciest gadgets and the most advanced AI-powered systems? Or will those fundamental human elements that we've been talking about, like trust, reliability, and community connection, will those still be important? I think that's a really interesting question to ponder. How do we balance those two things? The incredible potential of technology and that deep human need for connection and a sense of belonging.
It's a fascinating question, and I think it applies to so much more than just security systems. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we hope you'll join us again next time for another deep dive.
See you next time.